Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I've been saved all day, and I'm glad. Yes, I'm glad. I've been saved all day, and I'm glad. You know what? It means something when you can testify that you've been saved all day. You ought to be glad about it because the enemy come in all shape, form, and fashion to try to stop and block our progress. But I thank God tonight for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. Oh, come on and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I am indeed happy tonight to be with you on this last Wednesday night of January of 23. I'm telling you, we're moving on up. We're moving on up. And I'm telling you, every time I speak to someone from New York, I hear of someone that I know passed away. A little girl I used to watch passed away. She had an overdose of drugs. But we thank God for her family tonight, and we're praying for her mom and her dad. And we're praying for all of our children. She's not a little girl. She's a grown woman. She's in her 50s. But we just thank God because the devil don't like any of us. Think it not strange. He's going to try to kill you if he can, whether it be with sickness or whether it be with drugs, whether it be with alcohol, whether it be with a bullet and gun, whether it be a knife, whether it be a rope, it doesn't matter. The devil, let me tell you something about the devil. You cannot like him if you don't want to. That's fine. You really shouldn't like him. But the devil should make you mad enough to serve the Lord. Mother Janie got a song that she sang. You got a right to praise the Lord. The devil is on his job. What are you doing for Jesus? The devil is on his post to kill, the scripture said. For the Bible that I read, let me know that the devil's resume has not changed. I recall going to get a position, and I had to do a resume. I had to get the people some information about me. Well, God gave us information about the devil. He said, the devil, this is his resume. The devil came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That resume was written before you got here. And guess what? I don't care how many iPhones you may have. I don't care how many laptops you may have. I don't care how many Android phones you may have. The devil's resume has not changed. So, think it not strange when you hear about these things happening. Ain't no change to the devil. But the tactics of the devil ought to make you want to get in a hurry and serve the Lord. It ought to make you want to get in a hurry to praise the Lord. It ought to make you want to get in a hurry and lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, come on and magnify the Lord with me tonight. Let us exalt his name together. I hear a song that one of the old preachers used to sing, I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. I got Jesus on my side. I'm running for my life. Oh, but that's his name. Prayed for a gentleman back in August. Mother Janie, I got the news that said he wouldn't make it. through the night back in August. So I prayed and I said, God, if it's your will, give him a chance to get right with you. I heard that man say to me tonight, now this was in August, they said he wouldn't make it. I talked to the man tonight, and he said, I guess the good Lord is not ready for me. I said, they said you would be gone months ago. He said, I guess the good Lord is not ready for me. I said, no, you're not ready for him. In other words, I was trying to tell him, get your house in order. Get right with God. He's giving you a chance to get it right. And not only is God giving him a chance to get it right, he's giving you and I a chance to get it right. Because we're yet here in the land of the living, and we need to just say, Lord, forgive me. I repent of my wrongdoings. I repent of my sins. God, give me a chance to get it right. And I said to him, I'm getting ready to go on the air. He said, I don't want to get in the way of a good work. He said, but I'm trying to make it. I said, keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. What the song said, Jesus is my doctor, and he write up all of my scriptures, and he gives me my medicine in the room. We got Mother Janie on the line. There's no need for me to sing when she's available. So I'm going to decrease and let Mother come in her own way. But Jesus is in the room tonight. He's in the room. Reach out and grab what you need tonight. I thank God for Jesus. I went and had a procedure done on yesterday because I'm having problems, can't get rid of this cough, and I'm hoarse and all of this, and it's affecting my vocal. And the doctor said everything was normal. That when I went months ago and had a test, they said I was having a problem with my esophagus. Well, I've been to church several times, and the preachers have laid hands on me and spoken to my life and prayed for me. So when I went and got this test done yesterday, they said everything was normal. They saw no cancer. See, my father had that problem. He sounded like me, but his was cancer. He had cancer of the esophagus, and he died. But God, see, we say the devil is busy, but that's an insult to my God, because if God wasn't busy working for us, the devil would devour us. So my God is writing all the time. He said, write the vision and make it plain that they will run with the vision. Even though the unable see, even though the vision tarry, wait on it because it's going to happen. Wait on it because it's coming. Wait on it what God has promised. He's going to perform it. Wait on God tonight. So they told me I need to go back to ENT and let them run a test, see what they can give me. But I tell you one thing. I'm going back to Jesus, because God is my everything. He's my doctor in the sick room. I need him to be my lawyer in the courtroom. He's my bread when I'm hungry. Ooh, he's my water when I'm thirsty. I thank God for Jesus on tonight. How about you? I'm going to decrease so our precious Mother Janie can increase. She's coming in her own way. And when she's done, I'm already preached as far as I'm concerned. If you couldn't grab yours while I was out there, I don't know what you're waiting for. You got to learn how when the water is troubled, you got to jump in right then and get it. Because the song says, put your time in. Payday. It's coming, after a while. So when the word of God is going forth, you got to learn how to grab that word right then. Right then. You got to grab that word right then, because you may not get that opportunity, because it might not come back in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless his name. We got to run. Though the vision tarry, we got to wait on the vision. It might not come right when the prophet speak it. Might not come when the pastor speak it. But we got to make sure that it's written, and it's written on the tablet, and make it plain so that whoever reads it can understand it and run with the vision, waiting on it. And I will not lie. Oh, I'm out here. Sorry, mother, I'm on your time. I'm out here. But I feel good down in my sanctified soul. Ah, God said, I will do a new thing. Ooh, in you, I'm waiting on the Lord to do this new thing. I'm waiting and I'm trusting him. The vision is tarrying, but I'm waiting on the Lord. Oh, yeah. I feel pretty good right now. I feel like running, but I got no space to run. I feel like flying, but I got no wings to fly. Ah, glory. I feel good, good, good. Ooh, I feel good down in my soul. God bless you, mother. Please come in your own way. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. Our precious, melodious Mother Janet Lennon. Come on, mama.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on this virtual line. I would like to say to Pastor Patricia, you could have continued on. You could have continued on, because just as of the day, I was talking about you to Jackie, your sister, and I want you to know that I was talking about the sermon that you preached on last Wednesday night. And Jackie was telling me that she was at the emergency room at the time. And I told Jackie, I said, well, Jackie, Pastor Patricia was strike the match and let it burn. She was on fire. That lady preached a sermon. And as anybody on this line already seen, she's already fired up again tonight. She could have gone on. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because I just was telling her how many things was going on down here. And you know, like my mama used to tell me, it's no time for trouble, foolishness. It's time to pray. You pray. And what I've been going through, this is the song that I choose to sing for everybody that's on this line, for Pastor Patricia, for Mother Blondie, Jackie, Rita, my niece Mabel, and Susie Mitchell. And the song God lay on my heart for myself, because I know this is a testimony for me. I found him in time. I found Jesus. I found him in time. Sometimes I cry all night long, and it seemed like everything was going wrong. Toss and turn with tears in my eyes. So I found Jesus by my side. So I tell it everywhere I go that Jesus will save your soul. I say I found him in time. I found him in time. I found Jesus in time, in my soul. I say, here's the sun shining bright. Here's the moon coming out at night. He's your friend, you're all in all. If you need him, all you have to do is call. I found him in time. I found Jesus. I found him in time.
Same, mother, same.
I said, I found him in time. I found him in time. I found Jesus in time in my soul. I found him in time. I found Jesus. I found him in time. I said, I found Jesus in time.
Yeah.
I found him in time. I found Jesus in time in my soul. Here's the sun shining bright. Here's the moon coming out at night. He's your friend, you're all in all. If you need him, all you have to do is call. I found him in time. I found Jesus. I found him in time. I said, I found Jesus in time. I found Jesus in time. I found Jesus in time in my soul. And I'm trying to do a little piece of this because after I found Jesus, the song say, you fight on. Just don't give up. You fight on. The song say, come on, y'all. You fight on. You fight on. You fight on. You fight on. Keep your sword in your hand. You fight on. Yeah. You fight on.
Sing, mom.
You fight on. You fight on. You fight, oh, you fight on. Keep your sword in your hand. You fight on, you fight on. Jordan's river, chilly and cold. Kill my body, but not my soul. Keep your sword in your hand. You fight on,
yeah.
You fight on. I went through the valley, lost one day.
Yeah.
Begged Jesus just to pray.
Yeah.
So, so unhappy, I stayed all day.
Yeah.
Keep your sword in your hand. Keep your sword in your hand.
Yeah.
You fight on,
yeah.
And you fight on. Oh, you fight. Oh, you fight on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you fight on. Keep your sword in your hand. You fight on.
Oh, yes.
You fight on. One of these old mornings, it won't be long. You look for me and I'll be gone. But keep your sword in your hand.
Yeah.
Keep your sword in your hand.
Yeah.
Keep your sword Oh, God. Oh, you fight on.
Yes.
Keep your sword in your hand.
Ooh.
Keep your sword in your hand. You fight on. Oh, you fight on. Oh, you fight on.
Yes, sir.
You fight on. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Keep your sword in your hand,
yes,
and you fight on. I tell you, Mama, I love you. I appreciate you ever so much. I tell you, I thank God for you singing for us. I tell you, I've been out here a long time on this blog talk radio. Been out here since 2012. I asked several people, would they get on and do a Sermonic solo for me? They didn't have time. They got to do this, and they got to do that. And my sister told Mom Janie about this service, and Mama's been singing for us ever since. At least 3 years now going on, I believe, or two, something like that. And, Mother, we thank you. We don't pay Mother to get on here. We got folk that record it, and they don't have time. I thank God for Mother because God blessed the willing worker. When I was coming up as a child, we had what we call YPWW, willing workers. Those are the ones that's going to get the reward, the willing workers. We go into the book there of Nehemiah, around about the fourth chapter, sixth verse, or either sixth chapter, fourth verse, however way it's going. But he said, and they built, they put the wall back up. They put a wall up. It wasn't a whole lot of people working. But the scripture said they put the wall with feeble people, folk not like me, knee hurting, arm hurting, back hurting, foot hurting, toe hurting. Eyes hurting, head hurting, head napping. But the people, they were feeble people. And they looked at the people and said, I know them feeble folk. They're not going to put no wall up. They ain't strong enough. They can't even carry the bricks. How are they going to put a wall up? But when Jesus is in it, my God, today, you got all the help you need when Jesus is in it. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. The impossible becomes possible. But you got to fight on. You can't stop midstream. You can't look at the mountain and say, that mountain it's going to stop me because I can't climb it. Well, God never told you to climb the mountain. He told you to use your faith and speak to the mountain and tell it, mountain, move out of my way. Mountain, move out of my way. So tell that mountain to be cast into the midst of the sea, and it shall move out of your way. Maybe that's why you're failing. Because you're doing what you shouldn't be doing. You're trying to climb that mountain. But God said, apply your faith. Tell the mountain to move out of my way. So he took the few feeble people, put the wall in place. They were amazed because how can you get this done? With weak folk, but little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. Little becomes much when you keep fighting on, keep your sword in your hand and fight on. Offenses are going to come, but you can't stop in the middle of your storm. You got to roll on till you get to the dry land. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on God because God, he won't give up on you because he's able. Ah, he's able. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No night so dark that he cannot or is not near us. No, not one. Jesus knows all about your struggles, and he will guide you. Not Satan with his tactics. Not the devil. Jesus will guide you if you let him until the day is done. Oh, I'll tell you tonight, there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. For it says that none else can heal all of our souls' diseases. Don't climb the mountain. You're working against the word of God. But in my Bible, and in my cousin's Bible, and in my grandma's Bible, and in my auntie's Bible, the preacher's Bible says, stake the mountain. Tell it to move out of your way. And that mountain will be cast. So if you're climbing the mountain tonight, I see why you're stuck. As folk like to say, I'm stuck between a hard place and a rock. Well, I see why. Because you're trying to climb something that you got instructions by Jesus not to climb. So you're going against the grain. You're kicking against the prick. I slice meat, and particularly beef. If you slicing that beef against the grain, it comes out rough. But if you slice that meat with the grain, it's just as smooth as soft butter. Many of you are running into problems because you're working against the grain. God says, speak to your mountain tonight. Speak to your mountain, whatever and whoever it is. Speak with your mouth. Speak to it. I was talking to my mother earlier today, my mother Mary, at my church, and I said, Mother, I remember Bishop used to get up singing, I cried, Lord, and he delivered me. He delivered my poor soul. And she said, yes, honey, he did. And David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my supplication. He heard me when I cried unto him. My mother used to sing, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and he pitied every groan. Long as I live, while trials rise, I'll hasten unto his throne. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live, while troubles rise, I'll hasten to. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, his throne. Oh, I'll hasten to his throne. I might not understand it, but I'll hasten to his throne. It may seem like it's not going to happen, but I'll hasten to his throne. No matter what the problem, I'll hasten to his throne. I tell you, I feel good down in my soul. Thank you, Mother. You always do a magnificent job. And you never run out of songs. I've never known Mother to be on Blog Talk with me or on with her niece, Evangelist Sandra. She's on with her. And they're waiting for Mother to get on board to bless the ears with a song. And I just thank God for it, because nowadays everybody wants to be paid. Everybody wants to be paid, whether they can sing or not. If they're making a joyful noise, they want to be paid for that. But I'm working. I'm working so that I'll get paid by Jesus when he said, well done. Well done. Been so busy working for my Jesus. Oh, Lord God, don't have time yet. Been so busy working for my Jesus. No, I ain't got tired yet. No, I'm not tired yet. No, I'm not tired yet. I've been running for Jesus, running for Jesus, been running for Jesus, running for Jesus. And no, I'm not tired yet. Buke is calling me, turn your back on me. No, I'm not tired yet. I've been running for Jesus, running for Jesus, running for Jesus. Ooh, I feel good. Hey, God, you just don't know. I wish you could feel what I feel. Oh, my God. I feel light. I feel extra light. I didn't sleep at all last night. Because I slept when I came home from the hospital, because I was under that anesthesia. So I tossed and I turned all night long. Oh, but I thank God that he never sleeps nor slumber. So I wasn't up by myself. Jesus was right up with me, taking care of me. Didn't fall out the bed. Didn't stumble and hit my toe. I thank him tonight. Let me hurry up and get finished here. Ooh, I need to rest my voice. But I feel like pressing my way tonight. Said I'm on my way to heaven. And I feel like pressing my way tonight. I feel like going on, I feel like going on. Trials come on every hand. I feel like going on. I used to sing that song when I didn't have any trials. I just liked the song. But now I can sing it for real. Trials come on every hand. Seems like when I get finished to one song, there's another one already in progress. But trials come. I feel like going on. I can't stop in the middle of the water. I can't get out the boat. I gotta stay in the boat where Jesus is. If I get out of the boat, I can't wake Jesus up. I'm going to stay under the blood, honey, and the elbow sheet. I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood and the devil. Can't do me. Ooh. No harm. I'm happy in my soul tonight. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Let's go to Psalms 1. I'm just going to read. I'm glad I'm not on video tonight, because I'm telling you, I'm just jumping all around in this room. I'm sliding. I got no shoes on my feet. You know, I thought about when it said, take off thy shoes, for the ground which thou standest upon is holy. And I'm just sliding. My knee is swollen. But you know what? I got Jesus in the knee. I'm sliding on my rug tonight. Hallelujah. With a swollen knee. Oh, I feel like, oh, praising the Lord. I got a right to praise the Lord. You got a right. Mother Janie said, you got a right to praise the Lord. You got a right. You need to be jumping around in your house tonight. Don't need no music. Songwriter said God don't need no matches, because he's fire by himself. Ooh, Let's go to the word of God. The hour is growing late. Every time I think I'm going to be done in 10 minutes, Lord have mercy. I'm just going to stop saying I'm going to be finished quickly. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Father God, we thank you, for truly you are our portion tonight. We thank you because you're precious. You're more than life to me. God, we thank you for every ear that hear the word of God on tonight. God, we ask that you would pour out your blessing upon your people. God, saturate them with your blessing on tonight. God, do it for them just like you said you would. The promise is sure. Yes, and amen. God, you told us earlier to wait on you. Wait on the vision. The vision has already been written and has been made plain so that we may run with the vision. We want to run and not get weary. We want to walk tonight. We want to walk and not faint. God, because you said in your word in Isaiah's gospel, but they that wait upon the Lord, you shall renew their strength, for they shall mount with wings like eagles. God, we're going to mount. Why? Because we're waiting on you. Oh, ooh. Felt like the top of my head just took off. God, I thank you for the anointing tonight. It destroys the yoke. I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus, for what you've done. I never shall forget what you've done for me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, what you've done for me. What you've done for me. I never shall forget what you've done, what you've done for me. I never shall forget. Ooh. Oh, y'all just don't know what he's done for me. Ah, the song says, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. How can I forget what you've done for me? Hallelujah. How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? How can I forget? No, never. I said, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Yeah. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. I said, never, never forget. Never, never forget. Hallelujah. That's my clapper, y'all. I got a clapper. When y'all don't want to praise it. Hallelujah. My clapper will clap. All the lessons there. That's my clapper, y'all. My clapper will praise God along with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms 1. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to read. It's only 6 verses in the first division of Psalms. Beginning at verse 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. I'm telling you, you delight yourself in the laws of God, not in the laws of man. Delight yourself in what God said is right. The law of God is always right. The law of man will put a little monkey wrench in there and say it's okay to do this. It's okay to do that. I looked at those black cops tonight from Memphis, Tennessee, that black boy to his death. These were black cops, five of them, beat one boy to death. They said he died internal bleeding, the autopsy show. But God's law said, thou shalt not kill. Oh, blessed. Whether it be the policeman beating you half to death and then you die, or an abortion kill you. But God said, thou shalt not kill. And when you're one of God's children, you'll speak to that mountain and tell it to get out of your way. Because why? Because your delight is in the law of the Lord. You want to please God. It's okay if I commit adultery as long as my husband don't catch me. But that's not the law of God. It's okay to commit fornication. Nobody saw me but me and thee. But God's law, when you are one of God's children and you're not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of the sinner, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, your delight is in the law of the Lord God, Jehovah. Ah. Ooh, finish here. I'm excited again. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. You find that it's very important to shut your TV off or leave it on, put it on mute or let it play, but find yourself getting in touch with God, meditating, whether it's day or night. Don't have to be 4 o'clock in the morning to have a little talk with Jesus. If you need to have a little talk with Jesus at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, talk to him. He never sleeps. Don't slumber. He was up all night with me last night. Been up with me all day today. And guess what? He's not tired yet. If I stay up tonight, he's going to stay up with me. He's not tired yet. Watching over me. Hallelujah, Jesus. I got to tell somebody that Jesus is real. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to verse number 3 because I'm excited. Come on. It's only 6 verses. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he shall be like a tree. This is what happens to you when you walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, and then you delight yourself in the Lord and meditate day and night. For you, and he shall be like, she shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit. His, it says. But I'm going to say her because I'm walking not in the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, bless his name. So I'm going to have some fruit. If I don't stumble and fall, I'm going to have some fruit. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to be planted like the tree down by the river of waters. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, let me put me in there. Say, for I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth my fruit in season, and my leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever I do it shall prosper. Oh, bless his sweet name. Aren't you glad about it? that you can prosper when you do verse number one and verse number two, and then when you get to number three, you know you're going to prosper. Because you're not doing it your way, Frank Sinatra. I did it my way. Yes! What is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels and take the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows. And he said, I did it my, but I'm going to do it God's way. What is a man? Oh, my God, today I'm excited, you all. The ungodly, look out, are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Let me tell you what's going to happen to them. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. They won't be there, y'all. I don't care how much you love Johnny. I don't care how much you love Joe. I don't care how much you love Mary Sue, Betty Sue, and Jackie Sue, Naomi Sue. They will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. Oh, she made it in. Oh, he made it in. My Bible says that sinners will not stand as the righteous in the congregation. Oh, yeah, you go to church, stand. But I'm talking about this congregation that God handpicks that will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. Let's see what else he's talking about here. David's getting some talking done, trying to help us to get right with God. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. This is the last verse, you all, only six verses. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall. Look at your neighbor and say, shall. I don't care how dressed up they look when they walk in there. They shall perish. Oh, bless his name. And the word of the Lord is blessed. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the sweet, sweet Holy Spirit, and the people of God say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. We're going to close out with God is my everything. We're getting ready to go into a new month in a few days. And we thank God for Jesus tonight. And we thank Jesus for his blood. But remember all the rest of this week and into next week. Tell the mountain, get out of your way. Because you're not climbing the mountain. You're going to do as Jesus has instructed. Speak to it. Why? Because you're not standing in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. So therefore you can command the mountains in your life to get in line, whether it be the cat outside with the meow or the dog in the house with the bark. But you got power over it. For greater is he that is in you, supposed to be. You hear how I said that? Supposed to be. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Mountain, move out of my way. Oh, bless his name. Come on, let's clap our hands and join them. God is my everything. And you all have a blessed week and a good night tonight. Oh, I just feel, oof, I just can't tell y'all how I really feel. Oh, come on here.
Y'all got to help me. Ah. Man, we're going to have good old church. Yeah, look good time, come on. A little baby,
I'm
money in my pocket.